Yesterday, the wholesale price of gas jumped by one third. It happened after Russia said it would halt supplies through a major pipeline called Nord Stream 1 until the West lifts sanctions imposed due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. For more, we're joined now by Lisa Ryan, who's Professor of Energy Economics at UCD. Good morning. Last week, we saw energy suppliers in Ireland hike prices. So will this latest development make it worse for households?
Good morning, David. Well, we'll have to see what happens now. I mean, prices did rise by 30% yesterday, but it should be said that they had dropped somewhat last week. So we're still not at the highest price that we've seen, actually. So we could imagine that some companies increased their prices last week, but not all have. So those who haven't already increased their prices in the last week, they may still increase their prices. We're seeing historically high prices both for retail customers, but also on the wholesale markets. And we'll have to see now whether the prices continue to rise, but they are at a very high level already. So the companies that have, you know, increased their retail prices, they may be good for a while now and not increase for a while, especially as we see now that European Council is meeting this week to see whether they can intervene in the market to stop further rises. So I think we'll have to wait and see for the moment.
So you mentioned there the meeting of the European Council. What interventions could the EU take to help consumers?
Well, the EU and the Commission have proposed a few different measures. They've been under discussion, I suppose, in the background. They haven't really been published yet. Historically, you know, the ministers do not like to intervene in the market. They've spent a long time designing the electricity market. But what they're really worried about is the very, very high costs that, you know, consumers are going to face this winter, both at a residential level and at business level. So they've already, you know, reached an agreement earlier this summer that all countries would try and reduce their consumption of natural gas by 15%. And, you know, if countries manage to do that, that will definitely have an impact on the market, as it will reduce the pressure and bring wholesale gas prices down within Europe. But what they're really looking at this week is the electricity market, because so many countries rely on natural gas to generate electricity. For example, in Ireland, 50% of our electricity comes from natural gas. And these very, very high natural gas prices are driving high electricity prices in turn. So what they're looking at is changing, intervening and putting things in place like a cap on different electricity prices. So, for example, if electricity is generated from sources that are not gas, like wind or coal, that they would have a price cap so that not all electricity prices would be the same. That's one. And they're talking about reaching an agreement that countries would try to reduce their electricity use overall to reduce the pressure on the market, and also to reduce peak electricity demand, because it's there that we really see where the prices rise. And that's often only just 1 or 2 hours of every day, but that pushes up prices dramatically.
And they're also
looking at credit lines for electricity producers, because ironically, some electricity producers, although they're charging very high prices, some electricity producers who are generating from electricity are actually facing a liquidity shortage, because they're struggling to purchase their gas on these very high price markets.
Right. So in Spain, the wholesale price of gas was capped by the government in an effort to protect consumers and businesses somewhat. Did that intervention work?
Well, overall, it's considered that it hasn't really worked, because the problem is that, you know, they have capped the price of gas so that when you generate electricity that you only have to pay a certain amount for the gas. But at the end of the day, the gas prices are still very high. So that's, you know, the price that the producers don't have to pay has to be paid somehow. And so it means that the government has had to subsidise that differential between what the real market is charging and what companies are paying. And so that, on one hand, that means that the governments have had to subsidise a huge amount. And the other side of it is that customers, because they haven't faced the real price of electricity and gas, it means that they have not adjusted their demand, so that they are using more gas than really is sensible, I suppose. And so in that regard, it isn't a very good long-term solution. You could say that the customers have been protected, which, you know, would be considered a success, of course, but it is very expensive to run and probably can't survive as a measure in the long run.
Okay, Lisa Ryan, Professor of Energy Economics at UCD, thanks very much for joining us.